active, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
If you love honey-baked hams, you're going to love sugar-baked ham. This holiday season, cut to the chase. Just like you do with your coffee drinks, your juice drinks, your favorite foods, and, well, everything. Hams covered in sugary syrup, twice as sweet as honey, and two times more popular on the dinner table this holiday.
Hey, Mom, great ham.
Sugar ham, sugar ham.
Sugar-baked hams. Also look for sugar-baked yams. And coming soon, sugar-glazed turkeys.
Sugar ham, sugar ham.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
I'm Rich Dennison. A milestone on Wall Street today as the Dow passed and closed above 30,000 for the first time in history.
Investors are encouraged. The transition for the new administration is underway. Also, there's optimism about the apparent selection of former Fed Chair Janet Yellen for Treasury Secretary.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf today announcing President-elect Biden has officially won the state's 20 electoral votes after the Commonwealth's ballots were certified. Qantas is the first airline to propose requiring international passengers be vaccinated for coronavirus.
CEO Alan Joyce says his company is looking at changing its terms and conditions, and he expects rivals to follow.
I'm talking to my colleagues in other airlines around the globe, and I think it's going to be a common theme across the board.
One proposal is for an electronic document verifying someone's vaccination status.
Fox's Simon Owen. America is listening to Fox News.
And now, time once again for Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
Only you know how to celebrate the holidays with a good old-fashioned blazing turkey-scented inferno.
Pyrotechnic poultry.
It's not just your turkey that's overdone. It's also your garage, living room, and part of your neighbor's house.
Happy, happy holidays.
Perhaps a little more reading of the Turkey Fryer Instruction Manual and a little less Budweiser would have been a better plan for the holidays.
Keep the home fires burning.
So go ahead, place that 375-degree boiling holiday disaster a little closer to your lawnmower gas can. Because after all, Thanksgiving is a time for family, a time for giving thanks, and most importantly, a good time for a trip to McDonald's.
Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
I think they're closed on Thanksgiving.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I couldn't believe what I was saying. I mean, if this weird year could get any stranger, it did today. As I'm reading in the New York Post, that they're going to do a version of It's a Wonderful Life. It's a, and the key to this is the casting of Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live in the role of George Bailey.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because there is such a... They're almost identical twins, 50 years apart. Davidson, 27, will be joined by his King of Staten Island co-star Maude Apatow, the 22-year-old actress daughter of comedy filmmaker Judd Apatow, set to portray the character of Violet Bick. The role originated by Gloria Graham and Ed Asner's One Night Only Live virtual table read of the beloved script, set to live stream at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, December 13th. Mm-hmm. On what? You know, this is pathetic. I took journalism. Who, what, where, when, and why?
Yep.
I'm now, like, halfway through this story. I don't know who's doing it. I don't know. I've read this twice. I don't know if this is a movie they're making or it's going to be a live production or what. On what network? Where? Where do I see this brilliance? A veteran all-star cast featuring greats like Mia Farrow, I thought she, like, evaporated 15 years ago. Ellie Kemper, Bill Pullman, Richard Kind, Carol Kane, Ed Begley Jr., him. I remember sitting in the Plaza, not the Plaza Hotel, but the, it was the first place I stayed at in New York, right on Central Park South. It was late at night. We had spent the day running around Manhattan, and Ed Begley Jr. comes stomping through the lounge. Mickey Mantle used to stay at this place. Come on, people, help me out here. What was the name of this joint? Pretty famous hotel. All right, so moving along. Proceeds will benefit the Ed Asner Family Center, dedicated to promoting mental health and enrichment programs. Well, I hope they have some money in there for me, because I'm going to need mental health and enrichment after this whole thing is said and done. We are so thrilled to have Pete reenact the role of George in It's a Wonderful Life, with his talented wit and clever vocalizations. I guess this is a live thing, or a stage thing, a one-night-only thing. There's the trailer for the original movie. Barrymore.
Yeah.
Thomas Mitchell, perfectly cast. This movie is perfectly cast. Henry Travers is Clarence. Oh, my God, this is so good. Beulah Bondi. Ward Bond. Frank Thaler, who was later Billy Willis's dad. There's Gloria Graham as the slut, the vixen, Violet Bick.
Yes, it's wonderful news. For when all these wonderful people get into the swim, it's a wonderful life. For never before has any film contained such a full measure of the joy of living.
As he was saying that, we got a shot of Violet Bix behind, walking by the cab driver. And he looked mighty shameless behavior.
Drama of living, and above all, the glorious romance that makes this such a wonderful life.
Don't you ever get tired of just reading about things?
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing tonight?
I don't want to get married to anybody, you understand? I want to do what I want to do. And you...
Gah. All right, that's all I can watch without crying. At least I'm honest. It's 5:08. Brant, we got to get ready for Brant anyway.
Yeah.
Talk about this amazing day in the market in this Donald Trump economy.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed and Police Chief Ernest Finley spoke out on the need to keep Montgomery safer when it comes to violent crime. MPD will be increasing patrols in high-crime neighborhoods and engaging communities more. They say they are working with state, local, and federal agencies to curb shootings, and they will lobby for the maximum prosecution for violent criminals. A homicide investigation is underway in Macon County after a body was found yesterday. Sheriff Andre Brunson says 27-year-old Jonathan Daniel was found dead on Pistol Range Road in Notasulga. The cause of death hasn't been released. He says one person has been arrested and that they are looking for more suspects. Longtime Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh is stepping down from his leadership position. Marsh said he wants to focus on education issues, including education legislation, broadband, and possible issues ranging from teacher pay to increased school choice. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor Residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You've probably heard our quiet weather pattern is coming to a close. Tonight, increasing clouds. We should be dry. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow is the big travel day. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially by late in the day Wednesday, and showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday night. A couple of storms could be on the strong side. The front slows up, so we'll have to keep at least a mention of a few scattered showers in the Thanksgiving forecast, high 73. Then another big deal storm system coming in on Iron Bowl weekend. The details are a little fuzzy. We'll keep an eye on it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thanksgiving, I'm gonna eat potatoes that are sweet, delicious food covered in marshmallows, yummy and tasty. And when dinner is through, there'll be nothing in the bowl. I'm gonna have roast turkey, cornbread stuffing, and veggies with mashed potatoes and mac.
Brad McDonald, Mr. Right on the Money. I heard he's a yam eater. Is that true?
Are you a yam eater, Brant?
Oh, yeah, sure. I love yams, sweet potatoes, all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, I learned something about money today.
Oh,
From the email. So it must be true, right? what an economic stimulus payment is? The answer, it's money that the federal government will send to taxpayers. Where does the government get the money? From taxpayers. So the government is giving me back my own money. Answer, only a smidgen of it. What's the purpose of this payment? Answer, the plan is for you to use this money to purchase a high-definition television set, which I did this week because ours busted, thus stimulating the economy. Question, but isn't that stimulating the economy of China? Answer, shut up. that's, you know, you think about it, well, what the hey. So I remember saying back, you know, when we were watching the collapse, the real collapse of the market indexes, thinking it would be great if the Dow could get back to 25 because that'll help Trump get reelected. The S&P was down around 2,500. I know that's like at 3,500 now or close to it. So here we are hitting all this record-breaking territory today. It must be excitement about the Biden presidency, vaccines. How do you, to what do you attribute these historic new levels?
Yeah, so to me, it's really quite simple. I think if you just look back over the last 7 or 8 months, we witnessed sort of one little tiny part of the market that came roaring back. It was what we dubbed the stay-at-home stocks. The tech companies roared higher,
right?
And we all know those names. Well, so if you think about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, or you think about the S&P 500, these names had run so high and the valuations had gotten so stretched that, yes, it pulled the indexes up, but we had an incredible amount of capital that was all pigeonholed into one corner of the room. So what we're witnessing today is the rest of the market coming back. And while those names that led the way that I just got through talking about, they're not doing anything to speak of. They're basically sort of flat. And so this is what I've been saying is the great rotation. You're seeing money diverted from those names where they're not really going up anymore, and it's being reallocated into all these other names. And, you know, Greg, I got to tell you, today was a beautiful day from our perspective, an absolutely beautiful day for our clients because, you know, months ago, when we saw this money creation and money being borrowed to try to, you know, fiscal stimulus and monetary stimulus with the Fed, we started talking about, if you recall, we started talking about the great, great reflation trade. And boy, has it ever paid off. If you look at the raw materials at companies, you look at, just as some examples, you know, you look at what's happening around the world. Fertilizer prices, potash prices, which are used in agricultural crops, have exploded. You look at rolled steel. I mean, U.S. steel today was up 20% in one day because of this shortage of supplies. You look around the automobile manufacturing sector, we know the story. Used car, truck and car prices have exploded higher, and no one can understand why. It's because there's no inventory. Best Buy reports earnings this morning. Great numbers, but they had not very good guidance because they can't get inventory. There's the supply chains all across the globe are hamstrung at the moment. And so we're seeing price increases like we've never seen before. Crude oil prices have begun to pick back up. You know, recently we added energy to our portfolios a few weeks ago. Since we added those trades, they're up over 20% in 3 weeks. This is the rotation I'm talking about. A massive rotation like the likes of which we've never seen, and it's all part of this reflation trade. It is the byproduct of $6 trillion of money creation over the last 9 months, and this is what you get. So, and I could go on and on and on. You look at these individual companies in these industries, whether it's agriculture, whether it's crude oil, whether it's metals and mining, whether it's raw materials or basic materials, on and on and on. I mean, you can hardly even get appliances right now because they're so backed up.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. So, you know, here we stand with the economy really kicking in gear because we reopened, and we just simply, because of the shutdown, we don't have enough supply in the system to meet the demand. And that causes price increases. And when you got a lot of money chasing all these goods and services, eventually prices have to go up. And when that happens, you see it reflected in the stock prices of all these companies I'm talking about. And there you go. That's what causes the lift in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500. And I'll tell you, the big sigh of relief was the market going, wow, okay, so Biden's going to be president, but we have all of this going on, and we have gridlock. So we don't have to worry about this massive shift in policy and dramatic change. It's pretty much going to be status quo for the most part. And that is a smorgasbord for a bull market. And I just think that as we go into next year, there's still quite a bit of runway left. But all these reopened stocks, if you will, these cyclical companies are roaring back. They still have a long way to go. So that's what's happening. And again, just to reiterate, we are doing quite well, and we're very proud of it. for our clients, outpacing the markets with a lot less risk. And I just couldn't be more pleased of our team.
I can hear it in your voice. Well, you got a great group there. That's why I refer to them as the Brain Trust at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. And if you would like to be a part of this and get a plan going for next year and find ways to grow your money so you have something to fall back on in case, God forbid, we have another year next year like this one with some other calamity. But they do happen throughout the course of life. It's much better to navigate these situations when you have taken care of your own future. And that's how McDonald & Hagen can help you. So reach out for a conversation about you and what you'd like to accomplish for your future at 387-0094, 387-0094. That's McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, we will talk tomorrow, my friend.
Yeah, buddy. We'll look forward to it. You guys take care, be safe, and have a good night.
Thank you.
All right. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
522.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic, taking a look around the city. Boy, our boulevard is very busy this afternoon. We just got a lot of cars out there. I guess it's just that time of the year, getting close to Thanksgiving. We have very, very busy East South Boulevard, East Boulevard, both sides of I-85, Taylor Road. Very busy on Norman Bridge outbound, as well as I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. A lot of traffic on Highway 14 between Prattville and Millbrook tonight, and 231 to Wetumpka, very busy. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. We have no accidents in us to tell you about at the moment. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhardt Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry as low as $199 a month. The selection is great. Also, check them out on ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
With UnitedHealthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like $0 copays on preventive dental care.
Wow.
Plus, the nation's largest Medicare dental network.
Wow.
It's time to take advantage. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com. That's AdvantageWow.com.
$0 cost share for in-network preventive dental care. Specified services only. Benefits vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply. Network size varies by market.
Wow.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Here, along with your donations, McDonald's helps support Ronald McDonald House Charities to make sure that kids undergoing treatments have their family near and the family has the resources they need and they can cope together. Ronald McDonald House Charities gives families with sick kids a home away from home when they have to travel far for the care they need. Each year, Ronald McDonald House Charities programs help more than 3 million families to spend quality time together during tough moments. McDonald's. Serving here.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call, but managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and COVID-19 has taken us all out of our comfort zone, but I've continued to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, and I've seen results during this time. So I recommend you advertise with Blue Water, too.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale.
Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mashed potatoes, smothered up in gravy. A piece of cornbread and some mac and cheese. With sweet potatoes covered in marshmallows. Turkey and stuffing on Thanksgiving. I'll keep on eating till my belly's bulging. Gonna feel like I weigh a ton. Maybe later on I'll make a turkey sandwich. And maybe I'll get a little drunk. And all weekend I'll eat the leftovers till the food gets gross and moldy. Tupperware in my refrigerator filled up with food I still want to eat.
Been doing some digging on cable news ratings. And I got the whole list. Now, you have to keep in mind that the lemmings in the advertising business, they're all afraid to think too independently of each other. So they've decided years ago that the only people that matter in ratings are those who are 18 to 49 years of age. All ratings matter, may I say that? Without being a racist or a homophobe or a trans, whatever. All people matter in ratings. You know, it's like there are stations that target people, teens. Remember Larry Stevens getting 50 shares in teens. And companies that wanted to hit that market, that's who you bought. That's where you put your money. But now it's kind of sort of become the 18 to 49. Well, that's where it's at. Personally, take a look at if you're over the age of 49. I'm almost there. Shut up. Do you see any connection between yourself at age 18 and how about 28 or 38, much less 48 or higher? None. If you haven't evolved as a person over that period of time, what have you been doing? There is no connection between, I mean, yes, there are things that are consistent throughout our entire lives. But I'm just saying, the way you, what your priorities in life, what you were, you know, let's face it, 18 to 24, there's one thing that we kind of get focused on. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. And then maybe after, I know, I have actually done the research on this. There is a significant psychological change that takes place in adults at age 25. It's one reason why they break that demographic. I don't have the study in front of me, but I did enough research. That's how I get into radio, by studying people. And I did notice that at age 25, there was a big change in taste trends when it came to music. They didn't go to their mom and dad's music, but at that point, because your life is so socially based, it's school, it's getting ready for whatever your future is going to be, lots of social time, lots of parties. And then one by one, your friends start to get married off and, you know, all of that changes. You don't have time to find out what's hot in music because you're busy. You're getting a life at 25. And you know what? You'll have those first couple of moments where you start to, I am becoming my parents. I don't want to hear Black Sabbath anymore. Give me some Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. We change. So why they lump this 18 to 49 together and say this is the demo, the younger and older ends of that demographic are so completely disconnected. One is in that 18 to 24 phase.
Yeah.
And the other, they're getting ready to become grandparents. And there's this mentality that exists in advertising. Too late for me to change it. I just know it's bullcrap that anybody that's older than 50, and I'll ask friends of mine that are over 50, like Rich Thomas.
Sorry.
Oh. No, I'm the one that's sorry. You can no longer have your mind changed. You can't be persuaded. I ask you, like, what's her name? Marissa Tomei and My Cousin Vinny. When was the last time you bought a product because you liked the ad or somebody recommended it to you or you tried something different? Turning 50 does not mean you have to buy a Buick every year. And nothing else for the rest of your life. I disagree wholeheartedly with the notion that as people get older, you can't change their minds. You can't get them to try new things. Hell, in many cases, they're just getting started. They raise their families. That's when their adventure begins. That's when the adventure begins. That's why this has been a big year for our friend Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious. Tell him about 18 to 49. Sure, they've got stuff at Adams Motorsports for everybody in the family. But, you know, one of the biggest markets, people who decide to learn how to ride a motorcycle at 50, married couples. Hey, it's something we can do together. It's different. It's fun. It's visceral. And Terry just happens to be part of the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program here in town. So if you've always wanted to learn, it's on your bucket list, go. That would be somebody who's probably closer to age 49 or maybe a little bit beyond that. It's okay. You can still learn how to ride a bike after age 49. There's no law against it. Do you understand the gist of this? This year, more than any other, has compelled people from all ranks and files of life to find new things to do because our government has told us all the things that we can't. So many people are getting into off-road products. And they're Polaris, made right here in Alabama. They've got them at Adams Motorsports. This year, they sold out of jet skis very early because the water was so inviting back in May and June when it was warming up and we were still living with a lot of restrictions. And once you try to jet ski, you're a forever jet ski fan. It's just that much fun. So I would not tell Terry Adams that, you know, there's no chance of somebody trying something new in life once they're past the age of 49. And for everybody who is 18 to 49, God bless you. Never lose your sense of adventure and get your ass over to Adams Motorsports at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. And they're open right now. Well, they're open on the boulevard, too, but they're open right now at adamsmotorsports.com. And don't make me tell you a second time.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident up in Prattville on Highway 14, or it's commonly known now as Fairview Avenue. As you head out towards Millbrook, right in front of the Burger King, we've got a minor accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Elsewhere around the city of Montgomery, we are very busy everywhere. We got slow traffic, 85 southbound up to the merge. A lot of traffic on Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge outbound, Atlanta Highway, the Boulevard, Taylor Road. You name it, there are cars on it. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no accidents reported in the Montgomery area at this time. Well, everything for the holidays is at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. A homicide investigation is underway in Macon County after a body was found yesterday.
Sheriff Andre Brunson says 27-year-old Jonathan Daniel was found dead on Pistol Range Road in Notasulga. The cause of death hasn't been released. He says one person has been arrested and that they are looking for more suspects. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed and Police Chief Ernest Finley spoke out on the need to keep Montgomery safer when it comes to violent crime. MPD will be increasing patrols in high-crime neighborhoods and engaging communities more. They say they are working with state, local, and federal agencies to curb shootings, and they will lobby for the maximum prosecution for violent criminals. Longtime Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh is stepping down from his leadership position. Marsh said he wants to focus on education issues, including education legislation, broadband, and possible issues ranging from teacher pay to increased school choice. I'm Alice Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You've probably heard our quiet weather pattern is coming to a close. Tonight, increasing clouds. We should be dry. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow is the big travel day. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially by late in the day Wednesday, and showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday night. A couple of storms could be on the strong side. The front slows up, so we'll have to keep at least a mention of a few scattered showers in the Thanksgiving forecast, high 73. Then another big deal storm system coming in on Iron Bowl weekend. The details are a little fuzzy. We'll keep an eye on it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota Equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Football Films presents Detroit Lions Super Bowl. We're not talking about the actual Super Bowl. For the city of Detroit, their biggest game is always Thanksgiving Day. The only Super Bowl the Lions have ever seen is a bowl of mashed potatoes. But every Thanksgiving, the Lions are talked about on a national stage. The halftime show is always Bob Seger, Kid Rock, or some other hometown hero who wishes they had a better team. So come on, Lions fans. Put on that Barry Sanders jersey you've had since 95 or that Matthew Stafford jersey you got on clearance and enjoy the Detroit Lions Super Bowl.
Well, I'll tell you what. There are teams that are just destined to suck forever. I remember one year the Lions were, I think they were playing Dallas. This is when I used to care about the NFL. No, I could care less. One, I think they beat Dallas 5-3. That was the final score in a football game. It's pretty weird. Wow, yeah. And when I first really became an NFL fan, like back in the, you know, very early 70s, I actually for a while liked it more than baseball. But I liked it because of the Dallas Cowboys and Don Meredith and Elvin Hayes, and they had exciting players, and it was the year of the long bomb, and I was... I used to love to throw the football. Go up with my friend Phil Harder to Rainey Park in Chicago, which used to be four baseball diamonds and a football field down the middle in the cooler weather. And it was lumpy as hell. It was the worst. I mean, look at the services, the places kids get to play now with real envy. It's so nice. They're like, wow. And I would go up there with Phil, and he was fast, and I would just practice with him throwing long passes after long pass, to the point where I got my right arm about 2.5 inches bigger around the bicep area just from repeating that motion. And I could throw a football 60 yards and put it in your pocket. Of course, it's easy to do that when you don't have 300-pound people chasing your ass all over the field. We were just doing it for the exercise every afternoon. Hour and a half, at least. And the Thanksgiving game, I always enjoyed turning the TV on early because that game runs at 11 o'clock in Central Time. And back then, the Lions played in crappy old Tiger Stadium, which is a baseball diamond. They converted to football. And the weather was always funky. It was always a factor. And then once the game went indoors, it kind of lost its magic. So what? That watching a game in Detroit in a closed roof, well, they could be playing in the Bahamas for all I know. That's why I love baseball, because you see a field, you know exactly the environment, where you're at. They don't all look the same. And ever since the... But the point of this was, what is Ocasio-Cortez saying? Oh, there's Lindsey Graham looking a little moppity.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
People are hurting out there. Yeah, they're hurting out there. Why don't you bend that bitch over and spank her? Playing games with people's lives. That's what they've done. And the voters rewarded them with 2 years. For what, I don't know. We'll just never be able to solve that mystery. AOC. Really, you lost 25,000 jobs in your district because of your ignorance, your economic ignorance. You think you're the queen bee because you are. You're really the soul of the Democratic Party. Because soon Nancy Pelosi and all of them, they'll be eating tapioca in some nice ale place. And you look just like a Marxist with your wire-rimmed glasses. And, you know, they glam you up, but they still keep you plain enough so you look like a dedicated commie. Take a look at the pictures. Nothing's changed with them over 100 years. It's the same enemy. We fought wars to put an end to the spread of that ideology on foreign soil while it was being taught in our schools. Here we are. Right on the brink. Right on the brink. Somebody sent me something on Facebook. I don't want you to get all upset. It's a tweet. At Real Donald Trump, if you do not concede by Sunday at noon, we will begin to block roads in conservative areas. Your supporters will not be able to... Yeah, you go ahead and try that, Adam Ruhaba. You little turd. We'll be armed and we'll retaliate to attempts at vehicular manslaughter. You don't think they're serious? You will concede at Real Donald Trump or we will go to... what conservative area? Try it. I haven't seen you try that yet. You get away with it in places like Minneapolis and Chicago where the mayors and police chiefs are as dumb as a box of hammers. They're not going to touch you. Well, life does go on. Duncan and Son Predictathon tomorrow morning. For the Iron Bowl, we always do a big prize. So we will have that posted around 7:40. Talk to Don and Mitch tomorrow. In the meantime, before you can visit Duncan and Son to have your car checked out, you got to have a car that you can have checked out.
Yeah.
The place to find one of those is Jack Ingram. I just got a nice message from our good friend Keith, who's got a friend that's looking, wanted to know the name of the store that supports our show. And that's Jack Ingram. Now, it's always time to love what you drive. And there are cars in the signature pre-owned lot that you can very easily fall in love with and afford. And if you've had credit issues or a rough year, they'll get you done. They've got over 20 programs. But once in your life, we only go through this journey one time. So if you've always dreamed about driving a Mercedes, did you know that you could lease a GLC 300 for $459 a month at Jack Ingram in their winter event? $459 a month to be in that beautiful car. My daughter did the smart thing. She went certified pre-owned on hers after what's-his-name exited their marriage. She said, I'm going to be nice to me.
Good for her.
Yeah. And she loves it. Absolutely loves it. Gets good gas mileage because in Florida, nobody lives more than nobody lives less than 20 to 30 minutes away from where they work. That's just the way it is. It's designed. It's like California. You know how it was out there. The high-speed rail they put in took care of that problem.
Yeah, right.
So if you're going to spend a lot of time on the road, or maybe you want, you know, when you're driving a Mercedes, maybe you'll want to spend a little more time on the road. People who love their cars tend to get more exercise because they park away from the front door of the store. They don't want to be in the dingbats. When you're driving one of these, a 2021 Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz GLC 300, trust me, you'll walk a little bit more because you really don't want reckless people around your beautiful vehicle. So it's not only a great opportunity to buy, love what you drive, but it's going to get you into better shape. Take my word on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jack Ingram, MercedesBenz.com to get started because it is time to love what you drive.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why UnitedHealthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We got some accidents to tell you about in Prattville on Highway 82. As you leave Prattville, this is going to be out past the Blue Star Tavern and Chapel's Tire, headed towards Booth. We have a minor accident out there, but it's got the road pretty well clogged up. We've also got another minor accident on Highway 14 or Fairview Avenue, right near the Burger King as you head towards Millbrook and I-65. Hopefully that one is in a parking lot by now, but use caution there. In Montgomery, we've got congestion at all the major intersections. I-65 and 85 are loaded down through downtown Montgomery. If you've got a road, there are cars on it. I'm telling you right now. So buckle up, drive carefully, and we have no new accidents in the Montgomery area to tell you about. Accidents do happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass,
bass.
On Thanksgiving Day, I think it's pretty true. Us dads can't make it like we're supposed to do. The dining room, room, we have no taste. We put all the wrong forks in all the wrong places. I see the magazines with all the recipes. My daughter, she could make it, but me?
Daddy, please.
So mommy hands me this and says, you gotta stop till every inch of it is perfect from the bottom to the top. Oh, yeah, mama, she told me to.
About that bass.
stretch of it is perfect from the bottom to the top.
That's our last shot.
That's our last shot. Yeah.
Oh, I have so many great musical options.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still looking at this clip from Tucker Carlson. I put this on the screen as soon as I came in this afternoon. And, you know, it came out on a tweet from @RealDonaldTrump. The Dems use power of Silicon Valley to win election. It's Tucker Carlson. And yet this claim about election fraud is disputed, says Twitter.
Of course.
Isn't it nice to know that they have all that insight?
Anything that doesn't fit their narrative gets a label.
What did Tucker have to say? Is this going to play? Or do you have 5,000 tabs open? I think that's a lousy excuse for this thing not to play on my immediate command. I mean, we just put this computer in, what, a year ago? Earlier this year?
Yeah, earlier this year.
Yeah, all right. So, right, it'll work if I close a few tabs. Now, this website won't display pictures. See, this is why do I waste my time? Let's refresh the page. Sometimes doing that will work. All right.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. You've heard a lot over the past few days about the security of our electronic voting machines. And this is a real issue, no matter who raises it or who tries to dismiss it out of hand as a conspiracy theory. Electronic voting is not as secure as traditional hand counting. Period. It never will be as secure. Voters can see this because it's obvious and it makes them nervous. And why wouldn't it make them nervous? Our leaders have given us every reason not to trust technology. The people now telling us to stop asking questions about voting machines are the same ones who claimed that our phones weren't listening to us. They lie. We all know that. Other countries understand it. They don't use electronic voting because they know it undermines confidence in democracy. A system cannot function if no one trusts the vote. And that's true here, too, as we're finding out. Going forward, we need to find out exactly what happened in this month's presidential election. We need to find out no matter how long it takes the investigation to unfold or how much it costs. And once we get answers from that investigation, we ought to revert immediately to the traditional system of voting, the one that served our democracy for hundreds of years. What we're doing now is not working. That's an understatement. As of tonight, the state of New York still hasn't managed to count the votes in 5 House races, thanks to mail-in voting. That's a disaster. Let's stop pretending.
Yeah, and you know what? The Republicans have yet to lose any of those seats. They are 24-0? The Democrats' lead keeps shrinking, which makes, of course, you don't have to be a nuclear physicist to understand, well, if Joe Biden won by all these votes, why did the Democrats lose so many House seats when the big blue wave was supposed to carry them in? And that never happened. So that casts further doubts on all of this. Here's some more Tucker.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. You've heard a lot over the past few days about the security of our electronic voting machine.
This is the same clip.
And this is a real issue. It's out loud. The restrictions they did enforce crushed America's small businesses, the heart of the Republican Party. And yet they made their own donors fantastically richer. Jeff Bezos alone saw his net worth jump by more than $70 billion during the pandemic.
Wow.
Then Democrats used the coronavirus to change our system of voting. They vastly increased the number of mail-in ballots because they knew their candidates would benefit from less secure voting. And they were right. They used the courts to neutralize the Republican Party's single most effective get-out-the-vote operation, which for generations had been the National Rifle Association. Not enough has been written about this, but anyone on the ground saw it. Thanks to legal harassment from the left, the NRA played a vastly reduced role in this election, and that made a huge difference in swing states like Pennsylvania and others. But above all, Democrats harnessed the power of big tech to win this election. Virtually all news and all information in the English-speaking world travels through a single company, Google. A huge percentage of our political debates take place on Facebook and Twitter. If you use technology to censor the ideas that people are allowed to express online, ultimately you control how the population votes. And that's exactly what they did. They rigged the election in front of all of us, and nobody did anything about it.
Well, that, at the bottom line, is it. You know, how many times did I post something on Facebook that Mark Zuckerberg shaded because he didn't like it? And he's right about Google. It pretty much all goes through Google. And, you know, back since I know a little bit about history, you know, the turn of the last century, you had the robber barons. Instead of Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, you had Vanderbilt and Rockefeller and people who had pretty much exclusivity, bought themselves exclusivity. And Teddy Roosevelt came along and said, well, that's not American to have one company corner a complete market where they can completely control the wages, the, you know, they can charge whatever they want because they're the only ones creating it. That is non-competitive. And America got pissed off and something was done about it. Here we are, history repeating itself. Instead of smokestacks and cranking out the Iron Horse or the first Model Ts, they're cranking out bullcrap. And so far, they've done a really good job with it. And do you think this addle-headed dimwit that's going to take the White House on January 20th, do you think he's going to fix that? Nah, ain't going to happen. That's why my hope that peaceful resolution can be achieved. But when you got people in Antifa sending notes to the president, we will block roads and do all. And where's Bill Barr? Where's the FBI? Christopher Wray, that smug piece of turd. And all the rest, they're doing nothing except fattening their wallets. And on that, we're done. Number one request. Thanks for punching us up.
Cooking turkey for Thanksgiving Day. It's the only bird I desire. Bought a 25-pounder at the grocery store. Gonna roast it on the open fire. Got a million different things that I gotta prepare. Sweet potato pie, we got dressing to spare. Probably have to buy bigger underwear. Eating lots of turkey. Eating lots of turkey. What a table we are gonna set on this wonderful Thanksgiving Day. I'll be loosening up my big old belt, cause you know I'll be packing it away. Hey, 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 brown that gravy, we got taters to peel. Coconut cake gonna top off the meal. If I look bloated, baby, that's how I feel. Eating lots of turkey. Eating lots of turkey. Turkey leftovers we got, turkey sandwich we got, turkey salad we got, turkey hot and turkey cold. Turkey for breakfast we got, turkey pancakes and some turkey omelets we got, turkey for lunch, turkey soup and casserole. My whole family's coming over too, mama's bringing homemade apple pie. What we can't fit in the oven to bake, we'll just toss in the skillet and fry. One more helping, I'm taking a chance. Just be standing by with an ambulance. Better call the tailor to let out my pants. Eating lots of turkey. Eating lots of turkey.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy.